Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello. I look like a rooster that is about to be cooked for a McDonald's chicken nugget. My hair is sticking out literally higher than Mount Everest. Like, put me right next to Mount Everest. I will be higher than that mofo. Like, it's... But I did this for a reason. I never film podcasts early in the morning, but I did it for a reason, and here's why. Today, I want to stand in solidarity with my fellow listeners who have to wake up for school in the morning, okay? Okay, and here's why. Today's episode is going to be all about back to school. I know that's a touchy subject for some of y'all, but we need to talk about it, okay? So also, I don't want to see a single comment of someone being like,
back to school, it's already September, blah, 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 blah. I'm feeling school.
Do y'all know how confusing it is? How absolutely, utterly confusing it is to know when back to school is? Like, for example, in Canada, back to school would be like September 15th. And then like in America, it's like the first day of August. And like, okay, back to school, y'all. Get
your notebooks out, everybody. Get your pencils.
Like that, we're just gonna call it back to school time now and save any confusion. Also,
I literally sound like Marge Simpson because I haven't had any water this morning. So my throat actually feels like an ashtray. I don't know why I said an ashtray. I don't know. I have never smoked a cigarette in my life. There's no I almost died podcast about that because I've never smoked a cigarette. And neither should you. Nasty. Anyways, so this is the I Almost Died podcast, and I'm going to make this episode about school, which I've talked about in the past. Like, I have a bunch of specific incidents that happened at school where I literally almost died, like straight up my murder attempts. But this episode is just more generally about surviving school, and especially back to school time, because it really is something that you have to survive. Like, it cannot be fun sometimes. Some people have good experiences, but if you're like, maybe you didn't. So I'll talk about kind of like both back to school for college, because I know some of y'all are going to college, and also back. So why did a wasp just land on my light? All right, well, if that bites me, that's gonna be, oh my gosh, a new I Almost Died episode. Anyways, I'll be talking about like back to school for like high school, what middle school is like, and also for college. Now, take all this with a grain of salt, because yes, I dropped out of college. Listen, I was never dumb though. Well, not dumb, but like I got good grades. Let it just be known, like as much as it appears that I have four little monkeys controlling my brain, like literally sitting inside my brain, pulling on strings, making me just walk around and talk, I actually was an honor student. Believe it or not, I was a freaking honor student. I literally got like over 80% and over 90% on pretty much all my classes. I ate the education system up. And in college, I was really good too for the year and a half that I was there. So anyways, okay, so I realized that like a lot of y'all haven't been in school for a while, which is really crazy to me, because that's never something that I experienced. I never experienced like online learning. The wasp is really close. Ooh. I never had to like do Zoom classes, although I did hop in a few of them for other reasons, but that's besides the point. So I don't really know, like, what it would be like to finally... Went right past the camera that time, wench. I don't really know what it would feel like to be back at school after, like, potentially 2 years of being at home doing learning. So... For one thing, I'm sure it is incredibly overwhelming because I know, like, when I would go back to school after literally just a summer of not seeing people, like, 2 or 3 months, coming back to school is the most overwhelming feeling ever. It is so scary. Like, it's legitimately scary, and I feel like it's hard to, like, wrap your head around because, like, I guess, like, if you're going back to school and you have your friend group, and it's, like, people you haven't seen in a while, it can be super, super, super fun and, like, actually a really good experience. And I've had a lot of back-to-school times that were like that, where it was, like, just seeing everyone again, and it's, like, the most fun thing ever. Did y'all hear that person going 200 miles per hour down my road? The morning is just full of distractions. Remind me to never film an episode this early again. However, I guess I'll mention my worst back to school experience that I ever had. This was going to college. And I don't want to scare y'all. I just want to, like, say my experience. So hopefully, like, you can learn from my mistakes, I guess. So I went to, like, a borderline community college, which nothing wrong with that. This way they called it the university, but it was literally just like, it was like a dollar store. It was like a dollar store university. It was not good. Like, it really sucked. I'm just going to name drop it. So send your hate your way to McEwen University in Edmonton. I don't know. Don't send hate. Send hate. I don't know. Leave a bad Google review. I find that the funniest thing. No. Stop. This is the funniest thing to me. And I love, like, Google and Yelp reviews for this because you can literally have, like, some esteemed university that has been around for, like, forever, and they think they're, like, top booty, and then you can just leave a 1-star Google review, and it literally shatters their reputation. And I know that's, like, so, like, Joker villain arc of me and evil, but I actually legitimately had a bad experience at this university, like, for reasons on their end, not just me being stupid. So, Google review on McEwen University. The first day that I had that I went to college, first of all, I picked the most random degree. I was going to school for journalism. Which, nothing wrong with it. If you have a passion for journalism and, like, getting, like, just, like, telling, like, stories, like, props to you. I'm just saying the journalism program that I had signed up for, first of all, was a catfish. They advertised it to be completely different than what it actually was like. And two, it just was not something that I wanted because I wanted, okay, I'll just say what they advertised. So, like, this program was, they advertised it as, like, you can be, like, your own kind of boss. You can become, you can, like, people get this degree and then go off to be, like, a YouTuber, which is so ironic because here I am literally. And they're like, and you can, we have, like, a podcast program, which also ironic, literally me sitting here at a podcast. But that did, none of that actually helped me because that was like, okay, they catfished me because all of these programs, first of all, didn't even exist. When I got there and I was, like, picking my classes, they were like, yeah, so all the things that you saw in, like, the pamphlet and, like, the, like, brochure for this program, we actually literally haven't even started yet and probably won't start until your degree is completed. And I'm like,
okay, love that. Very nice, very nice.
So literally got scammed. They, like, all these things that they said the program was going to be out, they freaking lied to me about. You want to know what classes I was taking? This was my... I actually didn't even get to, like, pick. Like, they literally, like, assigned the class. Anyways, these were my classes. Some of them were fun. Some of them were not. I had English, duh. Grammar. Now, this was literally a straight-up grammar class. Like, literally just... It makes me want to cry thinking about it. It was so terrible. It was legitimately so awful. I had Aboriginal studies, and I had, oh my God, what was it? Oh, political science? I don't even know what that was. I literally got such a bad grade. It was so stupid. I literally feel ill thinking about these classes. Anywho, they were, it was really terrible. And the thing is, at this place, all the university professors hated their lives, like literally hated their lives and would take it out on their students. And it was like the most horrible experience ever, like actually just so genuinely terrible. So that was really fun. Really fun. But so those were my classes. But the first day, this is rough to think about. The first day, the first day until the last day of my college, I didn't make a single friend, which is sad to say, but like literally that is what happened. There's not a single person that I would talk to outside of school. And I know I'm an introvert, but I legitimately made an effort. I like tried to make friends so badly. I tried adding people like on Instagram, Snapchat, the whole shebang. I made zero friends. There's not a single person from my college experience that I have spoken a word to, texted a word to after I dropped out. So let's talk about how to avoid that. First of all, I don't know, but for whatever reason, the program that I was in, and I guess the school that I was at, was a very mixed bag of people. So literally, the majority of people in my class were like at least 5 years older than me. And I went into university at 17, which I don't understand how that happened. I don't know if I was like went to like elementary, middle school, high school early, but somehow I just found myself at age 17 in like a college class with like literal 30-year-olds. And I'm like, hello? What? So first of all, I couldn't really relate to any of these people, and they couldn't really relate to me. They were like, and I still look like a literal fetus, like straight out the vagina, like literally look like a fetus. So I looked really out of place, and they were just, it was just really strange. Okay. Sorry. Y'all are like wondering why I'm like tapping on the mic. For a second, I thought that it wasn't recording through my microphone, but we're good. Let me double check. We are good. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Okay. So I'm like sitting in this class with all these old, like, I'm not trying to be ageist, but literally, like, I'm so sorry. If I'm 17, I'm not gonna be able to just make friends with a 30-year-old. Like, it was just weird. So I didn't make any friends because everyone was fossilized, but not me being like, guys, I'm not gonna be ageist, and then me calling people fossils at age 30. Anyways, I don't even remember, to be completely honest. I don't even remember that year and a half. I just like coasted through life. Like, and the thing was, it was so easy. Like, all the classes were so easy. And it really is easy when you don't have a social life, like when you don't have friends to hang out with or anything like that. You can just fully focus on school, and it's really sad. Like, it just deleted like a whole year and a half from my mind. So it was terrible. Like, I truly don't know what else to say. Okay, I guess to learn from my mistakes, what I would recommend is, first of all, I really want you guys to, like, when you go to college, if you go to college, I really want you to get a feel for what your program is, because I did not do the research. I did not like go there and like ask like current students or get a vibe from the school. I just signed up online and then just showed up one day. I really think it's so important to like actually really get a feel for the school. Please don't blindly, first of all, please don't blindly pick a degree like I did. And please don't just blindly pick a school. You need to make sure that that school is somewhere that you can see yourself staying for the next 4 years or even more, depending on what you do. You need to like make friends, and it's easier now. Like, I don't know. I just don't go to a school with 30-year-olds in all your classes. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, make friends. There's so many clubs at certain universities. Mine had none. They had a League of Legends club, and I wasn't about to sell my soul to play League of Legends to make friends. So no shade to the League of Legenders. Just not my vibe. But there's lots of groups of like-minded people where you can meet people, but that was just not the case at my school. And we will continue with these thoughts after the quick break. Okay, hello. So my iPad turned off. That is recording. Okay, we're good. Yeah, hear that, dog? The way every single distraction on Mother Earth happened this morning. Love that. So let's go to before college times. Yes, that is middle school and high school. Well, yeah, middle school and high school. So I don't know how it is, like, where you are, like, with your schools. I know some people go to, like, K to 12 schools. So in that case, like, what I'm about to talk about, like, won't even apply. But, like, so the way my school worked was, it was, like, kindergarten to grade 5 was elementary school. Grade 6 to grade 9 was middle school. And then grade 10 to 12 was high school. So my high school was only 3 years. But you would have, like, a lot of the same people. Actually, most of the same people would go from one school to the other because it was, like, within the same school division. And you would lose a few people and, like, gain a lot of people from other schools, especially, like, in high school. Like, you'd have, like, 4 different middle schools all, like, joining together in one. So there's a lot of new people. But to be completely honest, you can have a lot of fun on the first day of school. And, like, for me personally, it's, like, it's almost like in the summer, you can reinvent yourself, and each new school year is like a chance to like make a new impression. And so like, for example, if you were like a real, not weirdo, but like if you just like weren't really like expressing yourself and you were kind of shy or like timid in say grade 10, summer comes around, grade 11, you can come back, have a whole new personality change, but like whole new style change. You can be showing off your personality. You can be this little social butterfly. Like, it really is an opportunity to just like reinvent yourself, I guess. If you feel the need to be reinvented. I don't know. Most of y'all are perfect. You don't need any reinvention. But I mean, and this isn't to say you should like change to like fit into like how people or like just like how like the societal standard is at your school or anything. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying like if you're ever like feeling shy or you feel like you need like a moment to just like come back and be like be the fierce person you are. I really choked on my saliva there. Back to school is a great time to do that. And I would have years where like I was just like kind of not a background character. Ew, I can't believe I just unironically said that. I'd have years where I straight up was like just such a loner, had like 2 friends, and then I'd come back the next year, really put the work in the first week, try and make a lot of friends, and then like actually had like a good group of friends going throughout the whole year. And it's not to say that like if you miss like the first week of back to school, you're screwed, like you're not gonna have any friends. Hi, Benjamin. It's been 14 months since your last dental hygiene appointment. Damn. No. No. Guys, please, no, stop. That's not true. That's not true. Because that's my Canadian dentist who I haven't seen in 14 months, but I got my teeth cleaned recently in LA. So don't even get it twisted. Do not. My teeth are white as hell. And we're good, except I think I have a cavity, to be completely honest. I bit into something the other day. Holy hell, the way I was crying. So, lost my train of thought. Thank you, dentist. Wench. So, basically, it can feel very overwhelming, though, at the same time. And that can almost stop you from, like, having this, like, big summer glow up or something. Like, when you first get to school, I remember me personally, this happened a lot of times. Like, I'd be like, I'm gonna come back. I'm going to make so many friends. I'm going to show everyone what they missed last year, all that. And then I would get to school and just realize how overwhelming the first day is. Like, you have to get all your new classes, meet all your new teachers, meet all these new people. And it's like, oop, actually, maybe I don't have time for a personality reinvention. Maybe that's not happening. Let's postpone that for next year. So, like, oh my God, I need water. Delicious. So try not to get in over your head, but I guess I'm trying to think what the biggest threats are. The biggest threats when you're coming back to school. Okay, to be completely honest, I think it's like the unknown of things is what's the scariest, at least for me personally. Like, not knowing who you're going to be near, who you're going to have classes with, and all that can be very scary. Like, it can really be scary. Like, I'm a person that loves to know things ahead of time. It stresses me out, like, uncertainty. But you kind of have to realize that everyone else is in the same boat. As, like, as confident and as popular as some people might be, they're also pretty scared. Like, they don't know if they're going to be having the same classes with all of their friends and all that stuff. So, like, you really have to just realize that everyone's in the same boat. I have the hiccups. And even if you don't get classes with, like, your friends, I guarantee in any class, there's always someone that you'll be able to, like, talk to. And the way I would do it, this is maybe just for me because I went to a school with, like, pretty much all white people. But, like, I would be able to tell, like, who I was going to be able to be friends with. I would be, like, I'd walk into that class and be, like, where are my fellow minorities? And then I would find, like, another Indian kid, the one other Indian kid in my school, or, like, I don't know, just someone who I knew I would vibe with, who looked nice, and I would become friends with them. So even if I don't want y'all to panic if you get to, like, your first class of the new school year and there's just not a single person you know there, because I promise you, you will be able to make friends there. You just have to, like, really, really seek them out. That was a really bad advice, but you know, y'all know what I mean. Secondly, I really want you guys to realize, so to be honest, to be completely honest with you, my high school, like, the schoolwork that I had to do in high school was way more difficult than anything I ever did in university. Now, that might just be my program in university being, like, literally a scam, and they had us doing, like writing, like, we could just literally type anything on a page and they'd be like, wow, this is so thoughtful and amazing, A+. But I really was over my head a lot of the time in high school. And I just want you guys to know, like yes, like grades are important for, like, college and university, but holy, it is not worth, like, actually destroying your mental health to, like, get your grades in. And there is things you can do. There's legitimately things you can do to get ahead of time. Like, you can try your best to stop procrastinating, like, really develop methods to, like, get ahead of things so you're not, like, leaving it to last minute and, like, it's, like, the night before your exam and you haven't even started studying. There's ways you can get ahead of that. But please realize that high school and middle school and whatever school you're in is literally just not a reflection of what the world actually is. It is just meant to be one giant test. But if, like, no one is gonna care in 5 years if no one is gonna care in 5 years if you got a 40% on a math test, if you failed a math test, if you freaking don't know what a hypotenuse is, because I don't know what a hypotenuse is right now either. And it makes me so sad because I know people that, like, were just in over their heads in high school and, like, took their own life. And it's not worth it at all, in the slightest. It's just school. And it makes me so sad and so sick when there's, like, teachers out there that are so just serious about it. And, like, don't give literally the slightest care about their students' mental health. And it's so aggravating because it literally doesn't matter. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not, like, call me anti-education, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's just a dropout, but it literally doesn't matter. It does not matter. Because, like, you have your whole life ahead of you. If you fail a class, like, you can always retake a class. It's not hard in the slightest. So just please be kind to yourself. Please realize that you'll have so many opportunities to, like literally any problem in life, you have so many opportunities to fix it. It's never going to be like, you failed this test, you're screwed forever. Like, it's never going to be like that. I promise. So please be kind to yourself. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure this applies to college too, but at least with high school, the friends I made in high school, now I did have a falling out with a lot of them. I have one friend from high school, but she is literally my best friend, like my ride or die. And I think it's like you can have friends in high school and then you graduate and like still have them, but they are just stronger than any other friend you meet in life, I feel, because like you literally grow up with them, and that's like a bond that you can't get from anywhere else. Cause like in my adult life, I've made friends, but like we're already like these like very separate people who just like hang out with each other, and it, like, I don't feel as bonded to them as I feel like with my best friend, because we've literally like grown up with each other since we were 15. And so like we know it's just something that like you can't recreate anywhere else, I feel. So even though people say like high school friends are just high school friends, like they really are some of the best people you'll ever meet. And like I said, I'm sure it's like similar in college, but honestly, high school friends are the ones that like are the ones that you have that bond with. Cause like even in college and university, you're already grown. And those are all people that are like very much separate and aren't like you just can't get that like growing bond with them. So love my bestie. I miss her so much. I haven't seen her in like 4 months, but I'll see her soon. And then we're going to play probably 10 video games together, like straight. Like we'll literally hang out and just like literally binge a video game for 4 days, right? Like not leave the couch, just playing it for 4 days. Like there's been days where I've just like, I miss an upload and I'm like, guys, my computer broke. And I'm like, no, I was playing a video game. Actually, okay, that happened once. My computer legitimately has been breaking. That's a whole other story though. I have been through hell and earth this week, y'all. I had to buy a whole new laptop. And then as soon as I got fixed, my phone stopped turning on. So I can't even think about it. That's so stressful. Anyways. Moral of the story. Just try and go into this new school year having as little fear as you can. And I know it's like legitimately something you can't control most of the time, but just realize that everyone else is in the same boat as you. And knowing that, you can come out on top because everyone else is scared. So if you even have the slightest shred of confidence, that is putting you ahead of the game by like 200 points. And honestly, I kind of believe in like fake it until you make it. Like even if you're not feeling confident in yourself, just like pretend like you're like this absolute baddie that everyone loves at school and have that mentality going into it. And I promise you, like it can take you places. So I'm so nervous for y'all, but I'm so excited for y'all. Please comment. I know this is really like late. A lot of y'all have had your first days, but please comment how your first day, how your first week, how your first month has been at school. I want to hear. I hope it's going well. And that's about it for this episode. If you enjoyed, please leave a like and subscribe on YouTube, or if you're listening on the audio version, please rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Truly helps a ton. Also, make sure you tweet me your near-death experiences using the hashtag IAlmostDiedPodcast. I'll be doing a new episode where I read your guys' responses very soon. I will see you all next Wednesday. Stay safe. Remember, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. 9 plus 10 is 21. I don't know what other... Oh, also, no, I'm not going to get into it. I was going to condone cheating and give some advice on where you can cheat in some certain websites, but you never heard that from me. I never said that. That was someone else. So, I love you all so much. Take care. Better the week. It's